And I'm Steve Leisman. Water, sewage, potholes. How would you feel about your public works being run by a private company as states and local governments face record budget shortfalls? This may be coming soon to a town near you. Bertha Coombs is live in Woodbridge, New Jersey with more. Bertha.
Hey, Steve, you know, small businesses, when they get into trouble, they have to downsize, maybe sell off some assets, or consider putting the whole company up for sale and merging with a bigger firm. With New Jersey $11 billion in the red, many of its 566 municipalities, a lot of them small towns, are facing similarly tough choices right now. A lot of them have cut back services. Some of them are starting to consider more privatization. In Monmouth County, they're studying the possibility of privatizing the prison there to try to save $5 to $10 million a year. The Reason Foundation says the fiscal crisis is prompting more states and local communities to explore these private-public partnerships.
Local governments tend to save on average between 5 to 20% through privatization. But that's not the only benefit. You get the benefit of tapping private sector expertise and getting talent that you may not have in-house.
But the governor of New Jersey and others say the problem here is that these small towns need M&A or consolidation. Area Woodbridge Township, which consists of 10 smaller towns, has been able to share resources and streamline services and costs.
If you were in business, you would never have 566 offices around the state doing 80% of exactly the same services. And so right there, the model falls apart. What you need to do is make them come under one entity, 5 or 10 towns, and so then they will have a tax base that can support this municipal structure.
A lot of these small towns are resisting that, but with this fiscal crisis, that debate is heating up. Back to you guys.
Thanks very much, Bertha. Dennis?
All right, thanks, Bertha.